Hello, and it's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott. He is with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about the Christmas tree recycling. I know it's early, but now you'll have the knowledge and know where to go with your Christmas trees. And then another fun little project that the DWR is working on in the area. Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So every year for the past 2 or 3 years, and I'm sure they've done it for more than that, let's talk about the Christmas tree recycling that the Division of Wildlife Resources does. Because, you know, it's one thing to just take your Christmas tree and take it out to the dump and drop it somewhere. But this gets some pretty good use out of it if you do this. So let's talk about the Christmas trees and where you guys take them and what they really are for when you're ready to get rid of your trees.
Absolutely. We're asking the public that have natural live Christmas trees for the holidays, once they're done with them between December 25th, Christmas, and January 10th, to donate their trees rather than just toss them in the dumps by bringing them out to the division office here in Price or out to the desert waterfowl management area at a Desert Lake. And what we're going to do with those trees is we're going to use those for supplemental habitat for birds and other upland game.
And so this just kind of gives them a little bit of a way to get out of the elements, so to speak, and get away from other things. And so you just take these trees out there and set them up in like a big cluster. Is that what you do with them?
Yeah. So out at the Desert Lake Waterfowl Management Area, we have a kind of a sparse variety of brush and trees and bushes that waterfowl or upland game or birds can use for habitat. And so it really helps these critters out if we can bring these used up Christmas trees rather than just toss them in the landfill. And these animals like to live under them, and they like to find safety and shelter from these trees.
Okay, so take your tree to the Division of Wildlife office there on Carbonville Road. There's always a trailer that's set up right out in front. You can't miss it.
That's right.
And just put your tree in there, and then they're going to take it, and they're going to use it to help out these guys out. And you said they go out to Desert Lake with them.
That's right. And we actually have a dump that you can bring them to that's going to be at the Desert Lake waterfowl management area as well. So if you're out in Emory County and you don't want to drive all the way to Price, we will have a location there too.
We'll take them out there. Now, if people have any questions about that, can they call the division office?
Absolutely.
And get that settled for them. You got the number for them right off the top of your head?
Not off the top of
my head. Not yet. So, but this is a great thing. Like we said, they've been doing it for the last 2 or 3 years, and it helps all the birds and everything out at Desert Lake, and it gives them like a little bit of a shelter to get out of the elements. Maybe they're trying to get away from something, and they can go and kind of tuck into these Christmas trees that are laying out there. And instead of taking them, like you had said, and throwing them in the landfill, you might as well take them and get some use out of them, some secondary use. And that's a great thing that you guys have done.
Absolutely. It's pretty exciting, and we're glad to bring the community in helping us provide habitat for these animals.
Okay, so we got the Christmas trees covered. Now, off air, we were talking about a project that you guys are working on that sounds like a lot of fun to me, but you've been out tagging bighorn sheep and deer. Why don't we talk about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is one of our more exciting activities that we get to do throughout the year. We've been working with our bighorn sheep populations in the San Rafael Swell, as well as down on the Potash, which is close to Moab. Our biologists are flying in helicopters, and we are capturing bighorn sheep with net guns and then slinging them back, where we take blood samples from these animals. We do cotton swabs. We're testing the overall health of our sheep, and then we're also putting radio collars on these animals and then letting them go back out into the wild so we can monitor their routes and migration.
And that's with the sheep. Now, the deer, you're looking for something in particular when you do the deer, and let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have down on the LaSalle Mountain Range, which is just outside of Moab, we are going and doing a similar thing that we're doing with the bighorn sheep. So we're going out in helicopters, and we're capturing deer and bringing them back. We radio collar these animals as well, but we're also testing these deer for CWD, or chronic wasting disease. This is a very contagious and completely fatal disease, which is found in cervids or deer species throughout North America. We don't have a high prevalence of this disease in Utah, thank goodness. But we do have a concentration of it, which is down around the LaSalles, and we're monitoring it very closely, and we're hoping that it doesn't continue to spread.
Kind of see what's going on, and maybe you can track it and get that taken care of down in that area.
That's right.
And that sounds like a lot of fun to me, to go out and do that. I've never done it personally, but it sounds like it would be an interesting time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it is. And we actually have the ability to bring some volunteers along. This isn't something that we always open up to the public, but if you are interested in learning more or even participating in upcoming events like deer captures, you can give me a call. My number is 435-609-9589.
It's all right. You don't call yourself that often.
I don't.
All right, Aaron, thank you for coming in and talking about that. Once again, the Christmas tree trailers will be up December 25th through January
10th.
That's right. And if you've got a Christmas tree, a real Christmas tree, take it out there. Instead of filling the landfill with it, take it out there, put it in the trailer, and let these guys take it and put it to use.
That would be great.
All right. Thank you for coming in. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.